and this is Danny Pike. Good afternoon. Monday, the 6th of June on BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey. It's another Sound Advice. We do this every time at this time of day, each day through the week, and it's all sorts of different subjects which we can always take something away from. And today's is about gadgets, and my guest is Fevzi Turkout, the Gadget Detective. His website, gadgetdetective.com. And I think you've got a really couple of interesting pieces of tech and some tech news for us today. Fevzi, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Yeah, I've got two items that are probably best of breed, certainly the best that I've tried in each category. So the first one is a home theatre projector, home entertainment projector. So this is a alternative to a large flat screen television, and it has a number of advantages over a television set, but also it overcomes most of the limitations that you have in home projectors. So it's called the Anker Nebula Cosmos Max 4K. It's quite a mouthful, but
it's quite a spacey title as well.
Yeah, so Anker's sort of range of projectors is called Nebula. That's their sort of sub-branding, as it were. And Cosmos Max, it's actually not even the top one in the range. It's one below the top one in the range, but it's still fantastic. It's still the best one I've ever tried. I mean, I'd look forward to trying the other one in due course. So first of all, it overcomes a number of limitations of normal projectors. It's a 4K projector. It's not just HD. Got four times as many dots on it to make up the image. Now, the thing about 4K is often on a normal size screen, you'd have to get very, very close to it to actually be able to tell the difference between HD and 4K. Most people can't really tell on any reasonable size screen. This thing will project an image of up to 150 inches. So to put that in some sort of context, if you had a really large 75-inch TV set, that would be four times the screen area of that.
So it's a wall size, basically, it's projecting.
Well, it's as big as you want. I mean, you can go down to a mere 60 inches if you want to, but it will go up to 150. And just, again, to compare it, if you had a 40-inch TV set, this would be about 15 times the size of a 40-inch flat-screen TV. So it can go huge.
So this is not for everybody's house, by the way.
But it can be, because as I say, you can just have it close by. You can have it, if you put the projector just under 1.6 metres from the wall, you can project a 60-inch screen, which is, plenty. But you can get it up to 150 inches. So it overcomes the size issue. It is extremely bright. So some projectors' power output brightness is measured in something called ANSI lumens. And you do get projectors with as little as 100 ANSI lumens. This has got 1,500. So
that's
bright
many
enough.
Lumens.
Yeah, so it's bright for two reasons. One, so that you can project that really large image and still have a good picture. And two, you don't have to, put the lights out or dim the lights. It will show a good picture in normal room lighting.
And why did you like it so much?
Why did I like it so much? Well, first of all, 4K. Secondly, big screen.
Yep.
thirdly, it's got an Android computer built into it. So although you can connect, HDMI input into it from whatever source, like a Blu-ray player or whatever it is you want to do, you can actually stream from within it. So it runs Android TV version 9. There are about 5,000 apps available. So you can just run the apps on it in the way that you would do on a tablet or a smartphone, but it runs internally.
Right.
It connects to Wi-Fi, so you don't have to connect something else to it. But you can also stream from an Android phone as well. So all in all, very good. Now, not cheap. List price, £1,400, give or take. I notice at the moment they're doing an offer on their website and on another website for £200 less than that. So you're talking about a shade under £1,200. She's not cheap, but compared to a big television, is actually
it's kind of the same ballpark, isn't it, really?
What
would you project it onto? Do you have to do any special coating to your wall, or be free of paintings and flying duck ornaments, that sort of thing?
Obviously, a screen is optimal, but most people project onto walls. Some people project onto the ceiling. Other people take it out in the garden and project onto the side of a garage and have movie night. And it's really, it's quite nice. And even in these days where, it's probably best not to have, COVID-wise, too many people inside your house, that it's actually quite good to be able to sit in the garden, or you can take a a power generator pack with you and actually take it off to the park or
there you go. Well,
wherever you like. So all in all, very good. I've given it 4.5 stars out of 5. Nothing ever gets 5. So that tells you how I think about this.
Fair
and
news.
It's called, let me just give you the title again, Anker Nebula Cosmos Max 4K. How could I forget?
It's snappy. This will tell you perhaps something about me, Fevzy. I am less interested in that than I am in your next item today. This is perhaps where I am in my life right now.
Yeah, well, this is probably the best robot vacuum cleaner that I've certainly the best one I've tried.
That's tragic for me to be more interested in this than a big telly.
Well, you know, you could have both, couldn't you? So this is from Eufy, E-U-F-Y. It's called the RoboVac X8 Hybrid. Again, quite a long thing. So it's a robot vacuum cleaner. So it's one of these ones that looks like a rather tall pizza, if you get the idea. And it's robotic, and it works out where it is, and it does it. And there's a lot of vacuum cleaners that do similar things. But again, this has got some special things. So first, for example, the word hybrid refers to the fact that it not only vacuums but also mops, and it does it at the same time. So the front edge of the device, as it's moving forward, will pick up any particles of dirt, crumbs, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And when the floor, that bit of floor is clear, the back section will be mopping.
I like this, Fevzy, because these are my jobs. And actually, in the kitchen, that might be an absolute dream. Just set it off and off it goes. Because a friend's got a robot lawnmower, and I've got definite envy over that. Because it's always out there buzzing.
They can be great, but the thing about these is some of these small devices are just not powerful enough. This one's got a twin turbine device, so it can have 2 kilopascals of suction power, which is good for a device of this size. So basically very good, particularly if you've got pets and you need to get pet hair up. A lot of the other ones are not powerful enough really to get pet hair off the carpet, and this one will do that. So good in that way. I've mentioned the fact that it does vacuuming and mopping. It's got a laser. It doesn't shoot your pets or anything like that. But you see, most of these robot vacuum cleaners have to bump around and work out, where it can go, be it bumps, and it has to try hard not to fall down the stairs and all the rest of it. This thing, it's got a laser beam that scans the room. It works out where all the surfaces are, where the drops are, where the surfaces are. You can set up, no-go zones for it. So if there's an area where baby tends to play, then, don't have it go over there necessarily. And it will do that, and it will store the map, and it will store it for up to 3 floors in your home. So when you put it on a particular floor, it will know which floor it's on, pull up the right map, and very efficiently clean that area. So really quite clever. The other nice thing is the tanks inside it for water and dirt are larger than the average for these sorts of devices. Again, makes it more useful. Not cheap. Again, $499 is the price. I noticed that there's no offer on this at the moment. Sometimes they go on offer, so you might get it £100 cheaper or so
your projector was 2.5 times the cost of that, and I think that's more useful, frankly. I've already got a telly. This now
seems cheap.
you've lulled us into a sense of security there. All right.
I know, it's only £500. Yeah, exactly. 4 stars out of 5. You can check it out at uk.eufylife.com.
Thank you. And then finally, a little piece of tech news just to wrap us up today. What have you spotted?
Well, just really China's plans for space. So I think, one can say that when a empire is rising, so that you could say the sun is setting on the American empire, it's set on the British empire, and the next great empire will be China and other countries in Asia. They are doing some amazing things in space. They're building their own space station, which should be complete later on this year. By 2025, they'll be collecting samples from near Earth asteroids. And that's important because there's going to be big business in mining what we need from asteroids. We're going to land on asteroids, mine them, take everything they've got.
Bruce Willis already done that, friend.
Yeah, I don't think that was real somehow. they think they're going to make it to Mars in 2030 and send an unmanned probe to Jupiter in 2030 and land astronauts on the moon by 2030. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, it's quite interesting because this is a confident nation saying, you know, this is what we're going to do. Just to give you an idea of how things stand at the moment, US is the biggest spender on space at the moment, $54.9 billion. China is in second place. EU is in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with 2.6. And UK is not on the chart.
But we do have a space centre because you drive past it on the M1. Is it in Northamptonshire or Nottinghamshire somewhere? It's the UK Space Centre. You drive past those sort of brown tourist signs.
Yeah, no, it's good. It would be more impressive if it were in space, I guess. But
they have it. Well, there's more on that story on the BBC website. If you go to the world pages, that is on there. Fevzi, thanks very much indeed. I think my favourite of that was the Hoover. That might be worth investigating. Gadgetdetective.com for more, and also the podcast available now, which you can ask Alexa to play Gadget Detective podcast. Thanks, Fevzi. See you next time.
Cheers.
Appreciate it.